The future is in our hands.
Everyone worries about the end of the world. Actually, some people predict it and make many people worry. But even if the world came to an end, the enlightened people would never feel bothered because they know what this world is and that it will go one day. But the life eternal always goes on, and nothing can affect it. Life eternal is what we are. Wisdom is what we possess. Love is what our nature is, and this cannot be destroyed with any bomb at all. It cannot be limited by space and time. Therefore, the masters initiate disciples without the limitation of space and time. Masters don't have to always be where the disciples are, but they can help them and bless them. The disciples will grow into mastership, and also do the same. In this age of many troubles and disasters, we also have great hope, because God has ordained many saints to come into our world, and their messages are almost identical. They say that we should seek the kingdom of God first, and then everything else will fall into place. Normally, we try to take care of worldly problems first. We take things into our hands. We try to run the universe, but we always feel very disappointed. The best political leader can only satisfy people temporarily and bring them some kind of material comfort. But we cannot take care of the whole world just with our political skills or any other abilities. That is the problem. No matter how good our intentions may be, we have to first seek the kingdom of God, the supreme power within us, and we are connected to it. That is why it is said, God made humans in his own image, Genesis 1:27. Image doesn't mean our profile, body, or way of life. It is the image of the invisible power that we are made of. Even though we are enlightened, we cannot change the world. We can only reason and bring people into changing themselves. Therefore, we have to begin with ourselves. We cannot sit and wait for miracles. No one can change the world, not even thousands of Buddhas or millions of Jesus. They would have done it if they could. Miracles do not happen in this way, where karma is concerned. We have to clean ourselves. We have to bathe ourselves. The best doctor can only give us medicine, but cannot take it for us. We can save our world. We should rebuild our way of life. Live a moral life. Be a vegan. Cultivate ourselves mentally and physically, and there will be immediate results. Our world will be changed at once. If everyone planted trees instead of cutting them down, then we would be saved soon. Within 10 years, the world would not be the same, and would not have so many problems. Truly, there is hope, but only with the cooperation of everyone. We are the co-workers of God. We have not yet achieved the wisdom of God. So we should respect higher plan and higher design, because he is the supreme boss. He knows what to retain, what to take away, what to repair, and what to destroy. If he's destroyed something, he's makes it again. But when we destroy anything, we cannot make it again. That is the problem. It is because we are not wise enough and not powerful enough. Should we one day reach God realization? Then maybe we can talk about destroying and creating with our own hands. God truly only gives comfort. If at this moment has gives us some sorrow, it is to remind us of the ephemeral nature of this world, and to remind us that we have to get back into the safety of the fortress, of the kingdom of God. Anytime we forget God again, has will remind us. As will remind us in a gentle way first, and then if we do not listen to this gentle advice, Has may push a little harder until his push is very hard. So if you are now not pushed so hard by God, please don't wait until his push is hard. And if his has already pushed you hard, please come back quickly to the kingdom of God and enjoy all the comforts his offers inside.
Question.
Some people claim that they see great disasters coming to this world, and that millions of people will be killed. Is this real? What is your opinion?
Master,
It will be real if many of our worldly residents do not wake up and use their own saving power inside. God has given us a life-saving power, but most of us don't use it. Of course, everything created will be destroyed in proper time. If we do not have enough creative power to restore it, then it will be destroyed. It is just like a house. It was built. But if we don't repair it, even when we have all the tools in the house, all the paint and equipment, but if we don't use them, then the house will be pulled down or damaged by itself. Now, in this case, even if it is pulled down or damaged, we have an emergency exit. But if we don't know it and do not use it, then of course, we will be in danger. Therefore, I would like to offer you this opportunity to save yourself at least, should it come to that. But how many people will hear me? The thing is so simple and unconditional. You just sit there and relax, just like when you sleep, and all the power will come to you. All the knowledge of your past memory will come to you. All the skills of life will come to you. And it is so simple. But how many heed this? You keep asking me all the time about the end of the world. It will end anyhow if we die. So we might as well save our soul. And if we want to save the world, we have to contribute our power, the supreme power. We have to take this power back and use it. Otherwise, who else can do it? The angels have their world, their duties to do. Jesus is teaching somewhere else, somewhere more advanced than our earth. Buddha has gone to the kingdom of God to do his things. Only we are here to rescue ourselves. If you are afraid of disasters, then get enlightenment. Repair your house. Restore your world to a more moral standard, a more enlightened planet. Then, no disaster will befall us. Otherwise, even if I don't know anything about the future, I could say yes, everything could happen. If the world is becoming so rotten a place, not fit to live in, then God will pull it down and create a new one.
Question.
How can an enlightened being, who is living in a society which is in conflict, help to remove that conflict?
Master.
Your question is one of many concerned and considerate people. But there is no cure if people do not cure themselves. You know the law of karma. Suppose you stop the murderers and protect those women. How can you do it in the whole world? And sometimes, the innocent is not always so pure, and the gore. Murderer is not the only one responsible. The whole society, the whole world is responsible. So what can we do? You can put that person in jail, but another person will come. We cannot change the world if people do not want to change, but we must try. Therefore, masters go out risking their lives, telling people to change themselves. So why don't you join them and light one more torch instead of sitting there and feeling sorry? Do something. Maybe you can save 10, maybe he can save 20, and little by little, we can save the whole world. There is no other way to change people but to tell society how to change its pattern of life. Not to change the victim alone, but to change the whole society. And if we cannot stop the whole misery, we can at least stop some parts of it. And this is already a good accomplishment.
Question.
How do you see peace being established on this planet?
Master.
When everyone turns to their godlike nature again. Do all good, think all good, and speak all good. Then it will be peaceful. Otherwise, there is no solution. No other being can give peace to you. We have to tune into peace and live a peaceful life and become an example of peace. When we become a living peace on Earth, then there is no more need to talk about how to establish peace.